This is Shamir Young, bringing you the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast. Listen in as award-winning photographers discuss how they find opportunities, market their talent, and overcome mistakes to become respected, ever-advancing professional creatives. You'll also hear about their hard-learned lessons, as well as tips for making awesome images. You ready to take your photography business to the next level? Let's do it. And if you haven't already, be sure to pick up your free photography business bundle at prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle. It's 4 weeks of helpful free gifts delivered every 7 days directly to your email inbox. The first thing you'll get is the PDF e-guide titled 12 Common Business Tips and Mistakes Photographers Wish They'd Known Before Going Pro. And believe me, I've made quite a few of these mistakes myself. After that, you'll get a new free gift every week that will help you propel your photography business forward. So head on over to prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle and get yours today. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews I get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. And I want to reach as many people as possible. So again, please leave a review. I really appreciate it. All right, let's get to the interview. Hi, everybody. This is Shamira Young, bringing you our digest episode for my interview with Mark Silber. I want to go over the main points from the interview and really go over the main takeaways that I found from it. First of all, what an awesome interview. You know, it's always wonderful just talking to these different photographers and getting into their heads and finding out that a lot of the times we have a lot more in common than I expected. And also at other times, finding out how they do things differently and learning from them. And Mark really brought up a lot of great points. First of all, he mentioned visualizing what you're after. Even before he has a camera in his hands, he is mentally preparing himself and picturing what he wants that photo to be. And I think that's so important because shooting on purpose can absolutely make the difference in our photos. And so before you go out and shoot a wedding or shoot on the beach or shoot nature or shoot other people with your camera, of course, make sure that you visualize what you would like that outcome to be. I understand that things happen that you don't expect, and that's part of the fun element in photography, but really having a goal in mind and being prepared to shoot on purpose is so important. It's going to shape your work, and you'll be able to see things that you otherwise would have missed. In the interview with Mark, he mentioned the carousel that was moving and how he got part of it, how he got the carousel blurry, and then the surrounding park bench and trees were in focus. And that was something that he totally plotted out in his head. And that's okay, because those can be some great photos when you plot that out. And so just try this the next time if it's something that you don't do already. Before you go out and shoot, before you pick up your camera, spend even just 10 minutes and picture what you want the outcome to be from that shoot, the type of photos that you'd like to get, any interesting twists that you would like to capture with your camera, or something that really puts your own personal style on the photo, be it the composition, or if you're going out into a natural lighting situation and it's going to be interesting, or maybe you're going out and you're going to go shoot in fog, you know, really picture in your head what you would like that outcome to be. Okay, next point here, looking at my notes that I actually was writing, you could probably hear my pen. It's so loud. It sounds like similar to a mouse clicking, but it's actually a really loud pen. And I need to start using a different one for these interviews, but it's always one that's sitting on my desk. And so looking at my notes that I was scribbling down, actually writing down, my writing isn't that bad. He also talked about knowing your equipment inside and out. And this is important because a lot of times things happen very quickly in a split second, and you want to be able to capture that. If you're a wildlife photographer, a deer may come into view and it may look at you for just a half second. And if you're not ready to go with your camera, if you're fumbling with your buttons or trying to mess with the shutter speed or ISO or whatnot, you're going to miss that moment. That deer may look away and run off. And there, that moment is gone. Or if you're at a wedding and the bride just throws the bouquet and the look of joy on the woman's face that catches the bouquet. I mean, that may last for a second before she turns her head and hugs somebody. You have to be ready to go to catch those moments. And so I highly encourage you, and I've learned this the hard way, I highly encourage you to practice with your camera. Even if you don't have a shoot lined up, get out and practice for fun and make sure that you do know your own camera like the back of your hand. And since we're talking about equipment, one thing that Mark and I did mention briefly was that you don't want to get caught up in the type of gear that you have. Yes, you need to know how to use it, but no, you don't necessarily need the most expensive gear. You don't need to go bankrupt for your camera gear. Get what is adequate for you, learn how to use it well, and then upgrade when you've outgrown it. That has been the case for me. For years, I used a camera that a lot of photographers would probably look down on. However, I took some amazing photos with that camera, and looking at my pictures, you could tell that I knew how to use it. And finally, when I had outgrown it, I upgraded. And so don't upgrade until you're ready, until you know how to use your equipment. Don't do it just to achieve the status of having super expensive equipment. No, focus on using it to get the best photos possible that you can and know what you're doing. Okay, the next point I want to make from the interview is that you need to show up. Mark talked about how he showed up when he had an appointment with an art gallery back when he was just getting started. And showing up is so important. It's one of the most important things to do. And it seems basic, but it's something that a lot of people really need to work on. I mean, a lot of us chicken out because we get nervous. Mark, he could have chickened out and not shown up to this interview that he had, this review with the art gallery. He saw it. He said he wanted his work in there. He actually had a phone conversation with them first, and then he had a review. And the reviewer looked over his work, and then the meeting ended, and Mark went home about his business, and then they called him for another review, and he showed up again. And so right there, he's showing up, and he was also being persistent. He didn't get discouraged when they didn't accept his work right away. And this is also applicable for any type of photography. I mean, travel photography even. A big part of travel photography is getting out there and traveling and taking pictures. Especially if you're with travel photography, a lot of times you're making your own opportunities in the beginning. And you know, if you want to be a travel photographer, you got to show up to these locations and get the photos. Or if there's an event going on in your town or your city and you really think that they would make some amazing photos for your portfolio, show up, take those pictures. Even if no one has hired you specifically, you show up, you get the pictures, and then you have those strong images in your portfolio, and that can get you work in the future. And so showing up is really more than half the battle and presents additional opportunities from there. Back to Mark's art gallery experience, he ended up getting his show in that art gallery. And then he was mentioned in the newspaper. And from there, someone found him in the newspaper and he got more work from there, and it snowballed. And so even if a new situation is intimidating or scary, or if you have an interview and you're nervous about it, or if you're a travel photographer and you need to get out and shoot work, just go out and do it. Show up. And don't get discouraged if you're rejected the first time. On average, when your work is being reviewed, they don't hire you the first time that they meet you. A lot of times they need to have multiple touch points with you and interact with you two or three times. For Mark, it was, I believe, three times, the phone conversation and then two meetings with the art gallery. And he stuck with it. And finally, when I asked Mark what he thought the most common mistake was that professional photographers are making, he said that it was promotion. He said that you should never stop promoting, even if you have plenty of work and you're making plenty of money. He mentioned that a friend gave him the advice that the best time to start promoting is when things are going great for you, is when you have that great gig and you think everything is wonderful and fine. You should still be promoting yourself. That's a prime time, because that gig will end eventually. And then you'll be at that point where, hopefully not, but it could come to you where you may not have work, or you may have less work than is desirable, and those bills keep coming. You know, you have to pay those. You know, the light company doesn't care if you don't have that money. And so promotion is something that you need to be constantly doing, whether you're in a period of feasting, meaning you have plenty of gigs and work, or whether you're in a period of famine, where you don't have much work at all. You should be promoting yourself all of the time. Mark mentioned that he did have several promotional tools that he uses, and those can be online. I mean, you know, the basics. You have a blog, and you push out notifications on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You know, that's a lot of the norm these days, but he did mention that you also need to meet with people face-to-face, and that can be one of the most effective things. You have to have good people skills, and if you're not great with people, then you need to work on that. So if you're an introvert, that's no excuse, because I'm an extreme introvert at times, and you know, it's so rewarding getting out and meeting with people face to face, or even talking with people on this podcast. It's amazing. And so introverts, no excuses from you. We all need to get out and talk to our potential clients, get out and meet people, go to where you think your potential clients are. Put yourself there and engage them in a conversation. Find out how you can be helpful to them. If you're nervous and it's awkward, then guess what? That's not the first time, and it's not going to be the last time that's going to happen to you. And it's happened to other people. So just learn from it. Okay, looking at my notes here, I believe those are the main points. And it's really just such an inspiration talking to Mark and the other interviewees as well. So thank you for listening, and I will catch you guys in the next episode. Are you getting ready for your first photo shoot and need to learn some common mistakes to avoid? Or maybe you need to learn how to communicate with your clients and grow your business through email marketing. Or perhaps you're just getting started with your website and you're trying to figure out this WordPress hosting stuff. When you're in business for yourself, it's a lifelong learning process for sure. And that's why I've set up the Pro Photographer Journey Resource Center. You can learn all of this and more through my free and paid self-paced online courses. Each course focuses on these individual topics and is designed to hold your hand every step of the way and help you learn how to run your business more successfully. You'll also find a host of other tools in the Resource Center that are useful for running your photography business, many of which I use myself. From email marketing tools to forming an LLC for your business to cool image editing software, it's there. And wherever possible, I include coupon codes to these online services so that you can grab a discount. So check it out at prophotographerjourney.com/resource center. That's prophotographerjourney.com/resource center.